Welcome to TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Chamberlain, along with my co-host, Kevin Kobach, and our great producer, Kevin 2.0. Let's get it. And this segment's going to be brought to you by Amber Mahoney and Ruoff Mortgage. We both used Amber in the past.
Absolutely.
We know her capabilities and how she can help first-time homebuyers, refinancing, just about anything that you need program-wise. She's our go-to person.
I send a lot of my clients to Amber. She's very easy to get a hold of. She's always responsive to my calls. And every client I have sent to her have given nothing but good reviews back.
Right. So let's get through the legal stuff for Amber. Her NMLS number is 13526. You can reach her at 502-741-4612 or amber.mahoney, that's M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, at Ruoff, R-U-O-F-F.com. Ruoff Mortgage is an equal housing lender and member of the Better Business Bureau. NMLS number 141-868. This advertisement is not a commitment to lender. Qualifications are required.
And you let her know that Tom and Kevin sent you.
Hey, folks, welcome into this week's episode of TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Chamberlain, along with my co-host, Kevin Hobach. For now, he's my co-host. Kevin, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing fine. I'm just going through some text messages from our people that listened to your last podcast.
Lies. He's starting out the show with lies.
They are lighting you up.
They are not.
About your stats.
Well,
I mean, it's been a week.
Okay, so it's I'm going to let the people at home listening understand how much of a liar Kevin Hobach is.
What are you talking about?
Well, we record two episodes at one sitting, and we've not left this table since last week. So, you know.
We've been sitting here for a week?
For a week.
Wow, that's a long time.
And nobody has talked to you, not even
it's
your
blowing
wife.
Up. It is blowing up about your nonsense about the last podcast.
So this week, I want to get into a little bit about the third-party vendors that people see when it comes to real estate.
A lot of people don't know how those work.
So I'm going to go to a little breakdown on that. So when we list a home on our MLS service, it automatically goes to like Zillow, Realtor.com, Trulio, and about 50 million other ones.
Homes.com is becoming a big one.
Yeah, Homes.com. A lot of like Zillow owns several of those.
Right. They own Trulia.
Yeah, however you say that. And they own homes.com too.
Right.
So when you're looking, and here's the thing, you know, a lot of people when they say, oh, I'm thinking about listing my house, let me see what my Zillow estimate is. That is such total BS. Don't pay no mind to that. It's way off. Either it's way too low or way too high.
Yeah, the worst thing that happens to a realtor is when you go in and go, this is what I think. You know, ultimately what you list your house for is up to you. We just bring you statistics and facts and try to help you.
Right.
I do.
Yeah.
And when somebody gives you Zillow and they're like, I'll go, well, I think you ought to list it for $249. Mm-hmm. Well, Zillow says it's worth $410.
Right. Well, and tell Zillow to buy it.
Right. Call Zillow and tell them to give you, you'll take $360.
Right. So, you know, remember when you're in, and these sites are helpful for everybody, for us and for you all out there. But just keep in mind, they are third party vendors to the MLS system. And sometimes the information is not accurate. Like one time I listed a house, it was 2,400 square foot. They listed it 1,400 square foot.
Right.
So you can't take everything that's the gospel on these sites.
They're supposed to pull it straight off the MLS. I'm sure they have agreements with them.
Yeah.
That's how they
I'm guessing
are able to do that. Or is it – I don't know how that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works either. But, you know
– They take our pictures and everything.
Yes. So be leery that all the information may not be correct. And if you're already working with a real estate agent, don't click that button that says get more information.
That's the worst.
Because what that does, that sends it to a agent that is buying leads from Zillow. So, for one, if you're already working with an agent, that really hurts them. And two, you don't know who you're getting or what you're getting.
So, I'm on the other side of the Realtor.com deal, too. Mm-hmm. So, I have worked with Realtor.com. And when the leads come in, oftentimes some of these places will have places that when you click on the button that says need more information, it literally goes to like almost a call center.
Correct.
They call on behalf of that agent, and they could be anywhere. So sometimes it's just a race to see who gets a hold of that client. So I always let it be known, hey, I'm here local. You know, you're interested in this house in Mount Washington or Bardstown or Shepherdsville. I know this area.
Sure.
The other person on the other side. So you get into a, you're trying to convince this client to take you over that. So if you have an agent, or even if you're just on Realtor and you know an agent, screenshot it, send it to me, Tom, send it to anybody on our team, instead of just getting into a war with agents that you do not know.
And they will hound you and hound you and hound you.
It does not stop.
Yep.
I've had to tell, because I have got a couple clients off of Realtor.com, and I've had to explain to them, you're going to get calls for days, and it is annoying.
Text, so, calls, emails.
Yep. So screenshot the address, find your favorite TC Realty agent, me, and send them that address and let them go to work for you.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, I mean, it is a good tool for you all to look at.
It's a great shopping tool.
Yeah, some pictures and get some ideas of what you're looking for and some price ratings you're looking for. But if you want to get the true 100% facts of that particular listing, you need to get with one of us, and we can get you all the details to the T and set everything up for you, because people, especially if you're listing, I mean, people, they have, so Zillow used to own a company where they would buy houses and flip them.
Right.
They went bankrupt.
Yep.
Because they were trying to sell them at their Zestimate.
Zestimate.
So
come up with Zestimate.
Their marketing team, I guess. So when they were buying these houses, they were putting all this money in here, and then they thought, okay, well, our Zestimate says it's worth this. They couldn't sell them at that. So that division of Zillow ended up going bankrupt. So there's a reason why they don't do that for a living no more.
Right. That's why it costs so much as an agent to join Zillow. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid high.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's beyond anything I would be willing to
but it
do.
Is a good, you're right, it's a good shopping tool. People can see pictures, they can see neighborhoods. They go as far as, some of the sites go as far as tell you the local schools for that district.
Yeah, there's some good information there. Yeah. And especially if you're working with a buyer, I will tell them, I will send you houses. However, there are places to look at, but I always tell them two things. Don't click any buttons.
Right.
And pay no attention to what that price, the Zestimate, or
right,
the,
yeah,
whatever they have on there. That
just find the house you like and let me work.
Yeah, the Zestimate is basically like Tom's ACC statistics. It's fraudulent in a way.
Oh,
because
right,
they crunch those numbers to make them sound like they want to sound.
You know, if Zestimate was CBS Sports, I would agree with you, but CBS Sports is a very reputable company.
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat.
It depends on which side of the aisle that you're on.
Oh, gotcha.
But don't let us discourage you from using it to shop.
Sure, sure, sure. Just make sure you get with the agent and
yes,
for the real details.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's where we have tools and access to things that even that you don't, and that the website doesn't.
Yeah, and it's very possible that we'll miss something. You know, I send stuff to my clients, and then all of a sudden they'll send me one, and I'm like, man, how'd I miss that one? You know?
Yep.
But they're on their check-in, and they see it too, but I've coached them to do not hit any buttons, because you'll get wore out.
Oh, it's terrible.
And they'll screenshot one, like you said, and they'll send it to me, and I'll be like, man, I missed that one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let me look into this one, you know?
Yeah,
so,
and I mean, we're looking through thousands of houses too. That's,
yeah,
you know,
for, you know, a lot of different people.
Yeah, for sure. So it's very easy to do. So I always recommend to my clients, send me whatever,
mm-hmm,
you know, and a lot of times those sites won't update pendings.
Right.
Or active under contracts.
Man, I got one for you. So I had a client send me one, and it said, I really want this house. I mean, this client was ready to make an offer without even seeing the house. I'm like, man, I haven't seen that house. Where is that from? So I go to pull it up. It was sold a year and a half ago. I was like, a year and a half ago? So I had to explain to the client that, you know, like I said, you can't trust all the information on there.
Right.
But it had been closed for a year and a half, and
yeah,
it still showed for sale active.
Yeah. That's somebody not changing their MLS.
Yeah. You know, so there are things out there that's not going to be true. But, you know, I think for the most part, the information will be pretty accurate. But you definitely want to double check all that.
Right. And, you know, use an agent you know, not one that's just floating out there from a call center somewhere.
Right. Unless they call you from Realtor.com.
Right. They call me, it's legit.
Right.
It's different.
It always is.
Right.
It always is different.
Right. It's different. That's a different conversation.
But there are several places out there. And even, you know, we don't talk about this enough, is for sale by owners. If you see a for sale by owner, you know, lots of for sale by owners will work with other agents. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know they'll pay 3% towards representing your agents. And there are some that, you know, I know Sherry, one of our agents, one of her clients seen a for sale by owner, and she called him and he said, "I don't care what you do, I'm not paying a penny to an agent."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that for sale by owner is still sitting there.
Right.
And, you know, it probably will still be sitting there because people are unsure of how the process works. They don't want to go at it alone.
Right.
So, you know, if you're doing a for sale by owner, keep in mind giving up 3% is a small cost for a potential buyer to feel comfortable and to get your house under contract and moved.
Yeah. And it's not long ago, and he didn't end up listing it because he ended up not even selling it. But I called a for sale by owner. And he had it listed for, I can't remember, we'll just say like $200,000. And he was like, "Oh, I'm not going to pay agent fees or whatever."
Right.
I said, "Do you know that you should be listing your house for $230,000?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He was like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, you've got your house listed way under."
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up having, he didn't know. And he didn't know that he couldn't sell his house because his ex-wife was still on.
Right.
So that ended up being the reason that he didn't end up listing it. Mm-hmm. But it's things like that he didn't even know.
Right.
He would have put that under contract.
And it would have been a nightmare for
that
agent.
Got all the way to closing and then been like, "Oh, your ex is still, you know, she mm-hmm. has to sign for this." He thought because she moved out.
Mm-hmm. He was free and clear.
Oh, he was free and clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the case.
That is not the case. Yep. Okay, folks, we're going to take our break right here and you'll hear a little bit from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
This segment's brought to you by Rahill Home Inspections.
So I've got to know Joe a little bit. I know you know a little better than I do.
Known Joe for years.
I got to thinking about, he said on one of our podcasts that he used to be a real estate agent.
Yep, he did.
And he has background in home improvement, so building houses
yep.
and stuff.
He's got a contractor's license.
And that has got to be something. So talk about how important that is and how different that separates him from other home inspectors.
Because I don't know any other home inspector, and we've used a lot of good ones, don't
sure,
get me wrong.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know any home inspectors that can wear these hats.
Right.
Real estate agent, a licensed contractor, and a home inspector.
It gives you a different eye it of does. What you're looking at.
It does. So he has a little more empathy mm-hmm. for our clients.
Right.
As a contractor, he knows what he's looking for as far as how he would have built it.
Yep.
And then as a home inspector, you know, he's doing his due diligence and checking it off. Now, I have got nothing but great feedback from clients because he will walk them through every step
right.
of what he does. So we're proud to have Joe as a sponsor on the TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to using him some more and, you know, as I go down the road.
So, Joe, how can somebody get a hold of you if they're getting ready to buy a house or maybe they want to do almost pre-selling inspection process? What's a good number to get a hold of you?
Our office number is 502-208-9082.
Okay.
You could text it or you can call it. We have a website. It's Rahill Home Inspections with an S mm-hmm. .com. We have a section on there. You can just leave something and we'll get a hold of you that. Or you can call, if you can't get a hold of that way, you can call my personal cell phone number. It's 502-299-4106.
And just tell him that the TC Realty family sent you.
That's right, folks.
Hey guys, welcome back to our nonsense portion. So I'm sure Kevin, like always, is so full of crap. He's got a bunch of stuff to dwell out.
I'm still going through your text from the last podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
So a lot of people want to come on.
Yeah, bring them on. Every
defend,
one of them. Bring every one of them on.
We need to, as we progress, just bring on random people.
Yeah, and you know, we
clients.
Also.
How about you bring on clients?
Yeah, I can bring on some clients. And then we will be doing in October a podcast from the Casey Clark chili/lasagna.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, it's locked in.
Did you talk to him about it while you were on your helicopter trip?
Absolutely.
Because I knew he was good with it, but I didn't know if he was like really good with
no,
it.
No, he's excited. Him and Greg are both excited about it.
Okay. You want to set up my driveway?
We probably will. I have to run extension cord out. And I don't know. I mean, will we get robbed over there?
Well, I'll bring out the guard dogs.
Okay, sweet. Okay.
Yeah, Willie and I think, you know.
I can bring Steve home.
Bring Steve. You probably have a better chance anyway than Athena doing anything.
So what do you got on your nonsense today?
So on the last podcast, I didn't get to it. I wanted to, but you had your other nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
How's your, are you doing any good with your gambling? I know you've been dabbling a little bit.
So when I was in Indy, you know, I was able to, on DraftKings, do some gambling up there because it's legal. So that was kind of fun. So I bet some games Saturday. Ended up about 50-50, broke even.
That's a win.
Yeah, it is. You know, I had some parlays and stuff like that I didn't hit. I had Kansas State, and they took an L.
Yeah.
So that hurt me in a big four-leg parlay. But then I got home Sunday to bet some NFL games and realized I was back in Kentucky and couldn't do it and texted you. I was pissed off because I should have got my bets in on Saturday before I left.
I would have cleaned up this weekend because I would have bet my parlay with the Dolphins and the Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
UK covered.
Mm-hmm.
And Miami's on a roll.
They are. They're looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, they do look good. So I would have cleaned up there, but
and your quarterback is still upright with no concussions.
So far, that's good. He took all them jujitsu passes. Yeah. Classes. Right now, his current rate of release is quicker than Dan Marino's.
Nice.
Because they, you know, they don't want him to get hit.
Well, sure.
So they've been trying to.
Yeah, he took a beating last year.
Yeah.
My Saints won the other night, Monday Night Football. Good win.
Oh, people were talking all about the
Carolina? Oh, yeah. At Carolina.
Yeah. That dude is small.
Who?
The quarterback for Carolina.
Adams or boy from Alabama.
Bryce Young. That dude is little.
Yeah.
I guess he looks way little than he
used to.
You
know, that was the first they gave up one touchdown in the first two games. It's the only touchdown they've given up. So their defense is really on point right now.
Who? Saints?
Saints.
Oh, they're 2-0?
They're 2-0.
Yeah. Nobody even paid any attention
to it. You know, you got Derek Carr. He's like the silent assassin over there.
Yeah. Kevin, you setting up any gambling? You gamble? Mm-hmm. You don't gamble at all? I'm not going to do a ton.
I'm going to do a bunch.
I'm afraid I'll. I mean, I will because I was a huge advocate for the gambling bill, but yeah. I just think you should have that choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I really was scared of the whole Louisville line. And I'll tell you a bet I made. I made an in-game bet while I was sitting in the seats watching the game.
Those are fun. I like those.
I didn't like this one. So
because Louisville didn't cover.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Louisville was up 21-0, and then – I made an in-game bet of the final score being -19.5.
But I bust you a lot. But that at the time, that wasn't a terrible decision.
No, it was a terrible decision when the game was over with.
Yeah.
That's when it became a terrible decision.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that.
Tony Smith don't even remember our bet. But you were there.
Mm-hmm.
We added 3 points to each of the spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Indiana +17,
mm-hmm.
and he had Akron +31.
Mm.
So we pushed that one.
Mm.
He don't even remember it, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
When I see him tomorrow, I'm going to bring it up.
Was that the night we drank the dark beer? And
yeah.
I had to finish yours because you wasn't man enough to finish it.
It was not. You act like it was like that much.
It was like half a glass.
It was not half a glass.
I can't do it no more.
You brought back, I think they were 6 ounce pours.
They were.
Because I think it was 112% alcohol.
It was high content. But 2.0, this is what he said. I can't do no more, man. I can't do no more. I was like, what a sissy.
It wasn't just dark beer, though. It was like in flux with wine.
No bourbon.
That was not with bourbon.
It was bourbon aged.
It was barrels. That was not bourbon.
It was beer and bourbon barrels. Yes, it was.
You can mix.
And it was called birthday cake.
No self-respecting bourbon is going to mix with birthday cake.
That's what it was called.
It did not taste like birthday cake. Talk to the box
about that. I can't.
You could have laid a roof with how thick that was.
All I know is I can't take no more, man. I got to go home. I got to take no more.
I don't even sound like that.
Just like that.
That's not even close to how I sound.
And I was like, I got you, dude. Don't worry about it. I'll drink it.
That was like beer.
It won't tell us so.
That was like beer number 7.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't want to go down that topic.
I drank the light beer.
I watched you at Derby Day not drink. And plus, you drink.
Derby Day, it was probably because I was giving my liver a rest.
I understand, but it was Derby.
It was like
and you did not drink one beer.
63 days in a row of drinking.
But prior to those beers, the last beer you bought that was a dark one, what do you drink when you go to Galliant Fox?
The light beer.
The lightest beer they have.
Yeah. It reminds me of Coors Light.
So does my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Does she?
She drinks the same beer.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to talk to Casey Clark about that.
It's so light, she drinks the exact same beer.
Cool.
I was drinking double IPAs.
Yeah, okay.
So you drink
I can't finish it, man. I gotta go home.
You drink the lightest beer they have,
mm-hmm.
And then you want to end with the hammer, which I've already been drinking the hammer.
Yeah. You didn't drink any of these.
I drank 98% of it. And then you come okay. up and drink the rest
okay.
of it.
Anyway, on to your next one, Mr. Liar.
Good God. Okay. Did you see the Mexico race? Did you follow this story?
No.
There was a marathon in Mexico.
Okay.
Okay. 26 mile race.
Were they like illegals or?
No, it was regular. It was in Mexico City.
Okay.
11,000 racers were disqualified.
For what?
Taking public transportation, buses, and cars.
Oh, that's me all day.
To finish the race.
How many miles was it?
It's a 26-mile marathon.
Yeah, I would 100% get on a TARC bus and ride to the end.
How does 11,000 people pull that off? They pulled it off. They didn't get caught for like hours after the race.
Really?
Took bikes, public transit. Did you hear this story, Kevin? Yeah.
I did not hear that. Man, that's genius.
11,000?
That's a lot of people.
Right. And I'm like, you're sitting there running a race, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, you finished in an hour and a half.
Right.
11,000 people crossed the finish
looking
line.
Like me.
Right. That's a good point.
Looking like me finishing an hour and 15 minutes.
And pulling up and being like, man, I'm exhausted. Woo,
hot. Got a beer in my hand.
Yeah. But I read this, and then they said that they started going over the times and was like, you know, these are world record Olympia times.
Right.
And found out 11,000 people.
Hey, I can't say that. I mean, what's that old saying? If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
Well, why? But when they all pulled up on bikes and scooters.
Yeah, I'd have me a little electric scooter just chilling.
You get one of them green scooters that you can rent.
Oh, yeah. I'd put my earbuds in and just row for 26 miles.
You should do that for the podcast. Would you run a marathon? 26
no.
miles. Just
no.
No, see how far you could get.
I'm not running to the parking lot. Let alone 26 miles.
It'd help with your blood pressure.
Whew, boy, no. Getting rid of you would help my blood pressure.
What, you think that's the cause?
Oh,
yeah. We did converse
you and
a lot today.
You and Kelsey are the reason I have high blood pressure.
That's more Kelsey.
Okay.
So you should do that.
A marathon?
One marathon.
No, not going to happen.
How far would you get? 26 miles. Out of the car?
I'd probably just drive there.
You'd be one of the guys that would
be. I'd be one of 11,000.
You'd be on the 11,000.
I'd take
the TARC. I hear you. I need to try that. Did you hear about the guy on the plane?
Which one?
The one that had to go land because of, so they had a medical emergency.
That was my topic.
A passenger suffered an onboard medical ememergency.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about it. I brought this to the table today, too.
Yeah. So I got the
whole story. Did you see the video?
Yes. So the story is written this way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the actual story. And I'm just reading this.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the airline
mm-hmm.
statement.
Was it American or United?
They were heading to Barcelona.
Yes. They leave it out of Atlanta.
Yeah. So it says, on September 1st, a passenger suffered an onboard medical emergency. Uncontrollable diarrhea that left the entire aisle of the plane covered in what we now know as fecal matter.
Mm.
The passenger said the flight crew did everything they could to clean up the mess, including spraying it with scented disinfect. But that merely made the cabin smell like vanilla poop,
mm-hmm.
one traveler said.
If you've not seen the video, somebody takes a video.
Look it up.
There is like towels and everything laying in the middle of the aisle. There is crap, little crap,
but
up and down.
Did you hear what they had to do? Back in Atlanta, they had to go back, deboard the plane,
yeah.
waited 8 hours for the plane to be cleaned up and the aisle carpet replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got back on the board and went to Barcelona.
I wonder if that guy went back on board.
Yeah, because he had a ticket.
Okay, but I got several questions.
This is a lot.
So I'm wondering, did he do a combo of White Castles and Taco Bell before he got on the plane? And then how much can one person have diarrhea that it covers the entire aisleway that goes from the front of the plane to the back of the plane? How's that even possible? And
a shampooer won't clean it up? They had to replace the carpet.
I'm not even worried about any of that. I'm worried about how it even got to that situation. So he's sitting there ready to board. He didn't have the bubble gut going in.
Just go on to the bathroom.
Right.
It's a long flight.
Right. Knock it out. So, I mean.
You always get some kind of warning. It ain't like it's just you sit here and all of a sudden you're.
Yeah. So he jumps out of his seat and craps himself all the way down.
All the way up the aisle.
Yeah. Did it splash on other people sitting there?
God. You got to throw away all the peanuts. No pun intended.
I'm just thinking, if it splashes on me, there's more of a problem than the guy has diarrhea.
No,
because I'm probably going to choke him out.
Because I'm a germaphobe, for one. Yeah, I am. I'm a germaphobe for one.
I've seen some of the stuff you've done. I can't imagine it's even true.
Well, when I'm not drinking, I'm a germaphobe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that would, if any of that got on me, I got to go dip in bleach.
Yeah. I mean, this is the nastiest. I mean, I heard the pilot transcript to the tower saying we have, you know, a biohealth hazard. They have to turn around. And they were 2 hours after.
Yeah.
They were 2 hours into their flight.
Dude, I'd be so mad that you have to go back and wait 8 hours.
What surprises me is this person's name has never been mentioned.
I bet you could find it.
I don't think so. I looked and couldn't find anywhere. But can you imagine the amount of embarrassment he has just on those, however many people were on that plane? But if his name got out, what would happen? What about his kids at school? What would they call him?
Maybe that's why they didn't put it out. They're worried about being sued.
Yeah, it's probably a good move.
Because they could say it's a medical problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they could.
That's quite a medical problem.
But how much diarrhea do you have?
I don't know. How much can you hold?
Right.
I don't know.
This dude ate 3 chalupas and 2 double cheeseburgers right before he got on.
I think it's more than that.
Oh, yeah, he needs an Imodium contract.
He might be in commercials.
I mean, that is – when I saw that, I was like, you got to be kidding.
The best part is the quote from the guy that said they tried to cover it up with vanilla, and it just smelled like vanilla crap.
Mm. I keep getting text from DraftKings.
Wanting you to bet, or think they know we're talking about it. Yeah. My iPhone will do that. You ever been talking about something and show up in your feeds?
It says play now. I wish I could, buddy. I wish I could.
Maybe they think you're in Indiana. My kids know how to change your VPN, they call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. So you can make yourself look like you're still in Indiana.
Why don't you give a cold shot out and see what you can do for me?
Yeah, they have the ability to do that. Because my iPhone thinks I'm in Tennessee sometimes.
Yeah.
Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I never thought about doing that.
Is it legal in Nashville?
Tennessee, yeah.
Is it?
It's every state that touches Kentucky, it's legal.
But Kentucky. Well, it's legal now.
Now it is.
Yeah.
But that was the whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they acted like, we're not going to have that here. Well, you can.
We got what, about 9 or 10 days?
Yeah. Next, what's today?
Today's the 19th.
Next Thursday.
It's the 20th, so 9 days.
Yeah. So it'll be next Thursday is when you can start. And if you using promo codes, you get $200 worth of free bets.
Yep. I already got my promo codes in.
Yeah.
Now, it won't give me my $200 until we're able to do it here.
Right. But there's a lot of catches to that. So
there
make
is.
Sure you read all the disclaimers, because people are like, well, I'm just going to withdraw the $200.
No.
It doesn't work that way. Mm-mm. That'd be way too easy.
They would go bankrupt if that was the case.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I've seen the guy on the plane. I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for everybody on the plane, man. You're talking about a total 10-hour delay. You're 2 hours in flight. You come – well, actually longer than that. 2 hours in flight there, 2 hours back. It's 4. Then you're there 8, so it's 12 hours.
And most of the people going to Barcelona are going on some sort of vacation.
Yeah. You know, I feel sorry if anybody got splashed.
Oh, God.
You know? Because, you know, you smell all that, and, you know, if somebody's got a weak stomach, they're liable to start throwing up.
Oh, I'm throwing up, I think.
Well, yeah, you got a little girl stomach.
Yeah, but I think I'm throwing up.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be a bad trip to Barcelona.
Yeah.
Especially, I bet the guy didn't go back. I bet the guy was like, man, if I go on, they're going to kill me.
It said they reboarded the plane, including the afflicted traveler. I mean, it ain't like it could happen again. It got it all out.
Maybe they locked him in the toilet for those 8-hour flights.
Oh, dude. So do you think they made him move seats?
I mean, that seat had to be shitty.
Bada bang.
Yeah.
They had to move him to the back of the plane. And like you said, look, you can get back on him, but you got to sit.
I bet they put him in the porta can there they got.
I would have done that. I said, you got to sit in the porta can.
Yeah, because we can't have this again, dude.
Well,
it's only 8 hours.
Knock when you need some food.
Oh, so, man.
But yeah.
I'm just glad I wasn't on that flight.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Even better, did you see the guy who faked his own death?
Mm-mm.
This is a great story. So this guy felt like he was no longer getting invited to stuff. He was no longer – people weren't asking them to go out.
Oh, I wish that would happen to me.
Right. Weren't asking them to do anything.
Right.
And he felt like his friends were starting to take him for granted.
Mm.
So he wanted to prove a point.
I know that.
He wanted to prove a point to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So he faked his own death.
Is this in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had his daughter put up some post about, you know, we'll miss you. I'm really sorry. Had all his buddies show up and carry the casket.
Oh, he went that far with it.
Oh, yeah. They made it outdoor. And so he had everybody start giving eulogies and stuff and all sitting around. And then he landed a helicopter.
Quit it.
No.
He's right. Got that kind of money, yes. Where he just landed a helicopter?
He just rented a helicopter.
Nice.
And flew into the helicopter.
He didn't pull a Kobe, did he?
No. He didn't do that. But he landed and got out and was like, how y'all
Ta-da.
Like me now?
Are we still friends?
Yeah. So my question is, how do you feel about the dude?
I think it's pretty that he put his family and friends through that.
I guess he probably told, maybe. I knew his daughter knew. He told his daughter.
Yeah, what about his siblings? And
I guess. He said, y'all need to start appreciating me more. And this was his way to make them appreciate
him.
So
I wonder what the reaction of the friends were. Did they appreciate him more?
Some were laughing. Some were crying. Some hugged him. Some punched him.
Are they all friends again?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine why.
No.
So here's the difference in this story and us. Like, if you did that, I wouldn't be there to even see your helicopter land.
You'd send flowers?
I wouldn't even do that.
I'd mess up your flyer arrangement?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Now, you'd have to be there consoling Shay somewhat.
Well, she'll be at the house later on.
Right. She'll be her, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, her and Beth will be hanging out during the line.
But that's a far
fetch
to go to prove a point. I mean, I'm all about proving a point.
But is that even against the law? Are you allowed to fake your own death?
I mean, what's the rule?
I don't know.
Unless you
is there a rule?
Unless you try to collect an insurance check.
Well, that's true. If he didn't try to collect any money, he's just, yeah, I'd say he's in the clear.
No, he landed basically right in the middle of it. Had the hell, and then he got out and he was just like,
what up?
Did the old DX.
Oh, boy.
Ha ha, y'all.
Yeah.
So
hey, that's good for him if he can do all that, you know, but I'd say now he has no friends.
Right. And yeah, they got a whole different thing to talk about.
Yeah.
So, well, there's that. Did you see the congresswoman who's under fire?
Which one?
As much as you follow politics,
but which one?
Bulbert, the Beetlejuice incident? You ain't been following this?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. You of all people. So, there's a congresswoman who went to a Beetlejuice-type place.
Okay.
It's like an orchestra.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she was intoxicated and they pulled her out.
Well, she wasn't intoxicated necessarily. She's a congresswoman in Oregon, I think.
Yeah, but she's a state legislator. She's not a national.
Yeah, so she was removed for vaping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, I didn't vape. I didn't vape. And they were like, well, you either admit this or we're going to release the video.
Mm-hmm.
And so they released the video of her vaping, but that's not all they caught on the video.
Oh, okay. What else was there?
Yeah. So she was basically, so it's dark in this, in this, wherever they are, watching this, whatever. And she's singing, dancing, vaping. And there's a pregnant woman behind her.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to tell her to stop vaping. So she kept vaping. Well, then they caught the two of them, you know, doing other stuff.
Like
basically.
What?
Groping,
oh,
we'll call it. Yeah.
So the pregnant lady was
trying to get her
scolding
to stop
her for vaping.
Raping.
And then they started filling each other up.
Yeah. And she was basically, yeah. And if she just would have admitted that she was vaping,
mm-hmm.
this video wouldn't have come out.
It still would have.
Yeah. Well, now it is out.
Mm-hmm.
And what caught my ear on all this is they said, was this a boyfriend or somebody you're seeing? And she said, no, this was our first date and we're not seeing each other anymore.
Wow.
So this congresswoman's getting down. You can video it. Bobert, Boebert.
Mm-hmm.
Just video the... Google the video later on.
That's cool.
Yeah. You'll see they were going
down. I mean, she was having a good time.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Yes, she was. But the theory is if you're ever caught vaping when you're not supposed to, just say, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's easy enough.
And all you kids out there, there's always a camera on you.
You got that right.
I don't care where you go.
Mm-hmm.
You have a camera on you. Whatever you're doing. Tom's filming us right now.
Right now.
For everything.
So I can play it back and show him what he messed up.
Right. Just don't take the signs unless you're Tanya.
Right.
You can take as many as you want.
Yeah, get them all.
Mm-hmm. Take two. All right, last one has to do with real estate.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I know you like it. So there was a guy in Iran.
Yeah.
The couple passed away. They transferred the title of their home to their dog.
The dog.
Yeah. They had a legal ink-covered paw document stating that he gets possession of their house.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good for that dog.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So once it was discovered, the Iranian police arrested the head of the real estate agency and sentenced him to prison.
What was the charges?
I don't know. According to the deputy prosecutor, the sale seeks the normalization and violation of society's moral values.
Didn't know Iran had moral values.
Yeah. So if you were to do a deal that someone leaves them to their pet, you could be arrested.
In Iran?
No, here.
Is it law and law in Kentucky?
I don't know. That you're the broker. You're supposed to know that stuff. Can you leave your house to SIVA?
That was never approached or talked about in broker school.
If it's paw printed.
But is it blue or blocking?
I don't know.
Because that's the difference.
They transferred their title with an ink-covered paw print. And the attorney
who was taking care of the dog? The dog just roaming the house. Nobody feeding it. Nobody watering it.
I don't know. He had run of the whole entire house.
Well, it was going to look like that airplane now, way.
Yeah, and
he didn't go outside.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if you were to do that, you can be arrested for leaving. The moral of the story is: don't leave your property to your pets.
Right. That would be smart. I mean, I would say your siblings and probably your children would be upset about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some people love their animals more than they love people.
My wife.
Yeah?
She said if we win the lottery, she's going to open a Great Dane farm. That's it.
Is that why you quit playing the lottery?
That's why I quit playing the lottery. I do got one more.
Okay.
So the next time we meet, UK will have played Vandy in Florida. U of L will have played BC. Oh, wait. I put BC in Boston College.
It's BC and NC State.
NC State and Boston College.
Boston College is this Saturday. Tough. NC State is the following.
That's tough.
NC State's good.
They are good. They're what, 40th?
37.
37? Okay. Well, yeah. So what's your record going to be? You're 2-0 as we broadcast this.
We're 3-0.
3-0.
I say we're going to be going into the Notre Dame game 4-1.
So you're going to lose to either Boston College or NC State?
I think we're going to lose to NC State. NC State.
Well, their quarterback plays for UK now.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Right.
Y'all are so lucky to have him. Y'all are super pleased with that. I know you are.
Covered 2 out of 3 so far. Yeah.
Did he do that or some of your defense helped?
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, because he's the second coming. He's Little Peyton, that's what they call him.
Well, we're going to beat Bandy in Florida.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, ooh. Florida's ranked top 25.
They just got there this week.
Yep.
Number 25. They sure did show Tennessee what that was about.
That's right.
And everybody called for Florida being down, way down this year.
They're not. They're back.
You play Vandy at Vandy and Florida at home.
Yep.
So I think you're going to go – I think you're going to be in the same boat. I think you're going to be 4-1 going into Georgia.
Beat Vandy, not Florida?
Yep.
My first bet, I think, is going to be on the UK-Florida game.
Really?
Yep. Who's favored?
I don't know.
Who do you think is going to be favored? I'm asking you.
Oh, I'd say Florida's going to be favored. No, you might be a pick 'em.
I bet it's UK favored by 2.
I think it could be a pick 'em.
We'll see.
Because I don't think Kentucky will be ranked, even though they will be at home and Florida will be ranked. Who does Florida play this week?
I don't know.
I don't know if they have a good game or not. There's a lot of good games.
They're due to play South Carolina.
Last week, that matchups were awful across the whole country.
Yep.
There was no good games on. But this week here is a bunch of good games on. So I don't know if Florida's got one of those good games or not. But if they have somebody weak and they win, I think Florida will, of course, still be in the top 25. But I think it's going to be close to a pick 'em. If they got Charlotte, yeah, they're going to win that game. What are you frowning for? You played Akron, EKU, and Ball State.
Well, that's just gearing up.
Yeah. Well, they're gearing up for you with...
Now we're ready.
They're gearing up for
now
you.
Now we get in the meat of the schedule.
With Charlotte.
Get in the meat of the schedule.
That tells you what they think about UK. I'm going to get charged up with Charlotte.
We got Alabama and Georgia in a 3-week period.
So are you going to the U of L UK game this year at L&N Cardinal Stadium?
Probably. Is it L&N now?
It's L&N.
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
So there is a large group of people that will be tailgating with us, piggybacking off my free food as a tailgate.
Sweet. Shay and I will be there.
You will be two more of those
freeloaders? Absolutely.
Okay.
Is there any more UK fans going to be there?
Amber's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Nikki Dyer's going to be there, and her husband James. They're both UK fans. I think they're all going to be UK fans, but
at your tailgate spot?
Yeah. But my four people, and I don't know who's going to my four people. Oh, no.
Well, I still got to get tickets. Can I still get tickets?
I don't know.
You're a season ticket holder.
I got my season ticket, so I haven't inquired about anything else.
Can't you buy regular tickets?
Probably.
Why don't you look?
I'll look.
Take a look and see. Let me know tomorrow. If not, I'll go ahead and buy our tickets.
So my brother-in-law and sister-in-law is using two of our tickets, and they're UK fans. So, yeah, it's if Louisville pulls us out, which I think they will, that's going to be a sad tailgating spot afterwards.
What makes you think they're going to pull it out? They haven't pulled it out in 4 years.
I have.
It ain't been close in 4 years. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I want it to be a good game.
You know, all this nonsense we're talking, I just got a text from my client saying, accept that offer. That's always good.
That's nice. What's this for?
It's for that property I have out in Caneyville.
Oh.
20 acres.
The one that you've been trying to get rid of for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
We got a really solid offer, and my client was like, let's rock and roll.
Well, sounds like you got work to do.
Yeah. You got to do something.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. Well, you got anything else?
No, that's the last. I've had about all of you I can take for
today.
Well,
perfect. You've raised my blood pressure enough. Okay, guys, till next week, we'll see you.
See you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Just follow us on all the social media platforms. Just search TC Realty. And be prepared every Monday while dropping new episodes. In the famous words of Dre,
just chill till the next episode.